I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The U.S. Army has suspended the Fort Campbell-based crews of two Apache helicopters after their pit stop at Kid Rock's property over the weekend. The performer posted a video of himself on Saturday clapping and saluting while one of the helicopters hovered near his hillside pool for about 20 seconds. The Army had already announced an administrative review, but Reuters and the Associated Press reported the suspensions this afternoon. A statement from the Army says the investigation will review, quote, the circumstances surrounding the mission, including compliance with relevant FAA regulations, aviation safety protocol, and approval requirements. Kid Rock, an entertainer who is an outspoken supporter of President Donald Trump, told WKRN on Monday that it's not uncommon for helicopters from nearby Fort Campbell to fly near his home. Governor Bill Lee's proposal to double the size of Tennessee's new private school voucher program faces some pretty critical votes this week. The Senate Finance Committee is scheduled to weigh in on whether to expand from 20,000 to 40,000 vouchers. The Nashville Banner's Sarah Grace Taylor tells This Is Nashville the expansion would add nearly $150 million to the state budget in a tight year.
The kind of on-the-fence Republicans, or even some of the ones that have stepped away from the program, have pretty much exclusively cited financial concerns for why they're opposed to voting for it this year or voting for the expansion.
That's why some members are looking to scale back the expansion. Instead of doubling the total number of seats offered to a total of 40,000, they'd rather control costs by capping the expansion at 35,000. The cost of doubling the program would exceed $150 million a year, according to state analysis, but the Tennessean reports the downsized expansion would shave off nearly $38 million. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.